rebels slept in Jobstown just after 98. They were rebels bold and willing, like the boys we've had of late, who stood up to sham and treason to defend the weak, the poor. When the blue shirt queen came knocking at their door, she rode the black Mariah, and her costume it was fetching, like the one she wore to Northside when she opened that soup kitchen. But the people had seen through her, and the child said, "Look no close," as she sat in silence in her blue shirt pose. In a lawful demonstration about water she was met, when her taps were turned on fully, "Oh, the water's running yet." She claimed she was molested, but that charge I can support. To stand upon her dignity, she brought the boys to court. In the dark hours of the dawning, the state and polis swooped, and they notified the media before the charge was pressed. Some say that that's political, and others say it's wrong, in the mode of Major Saur and Major Swan. At the trial of Felix Rourke back in 1803, they were going to stick it to him, it was plain for all to see. Without prima facie evidence, the show trial it was staged, and the people of old Jobstown were enraged. In the year of 2015, 40 citizens were lagged. Oh, we've got them banged to rights, the blue shirt queen had bragged. Violence and disorder and crimes against my being, in a message televised just like the queen's. She persisted in her vengeance against these merely boys, who just a few short years before were playing with their toys. She was looking for a scapegoat to hang upon her wall. She got it, her comeuppance and her fall. Oh, if you go to Jobstown, where there's little work nor jobs, where they try to show the nation that the people there were yobs, but you won't find any better at sticking to the cause, and for that we should be giving them applause. James Connolly and Frank Lusky must be turning in their graves to see the obs in labour and how that share behaves. They've sold the nation's silver, its water and its oil, and are trying to screw the people through the dial.